ring the bell because Purdue's got a shot to get to the Elite Eight, the farthest they've been in the NCAA tournament since 1980, and puts them in a position to maybe get to the Final Four for the first time since 1980. So I put together an ensemble that is as close to gold and black as I own. I've got a yellow shirt, Chicago Farmer. We know that Purdue is a great agricultural school. This shirt has black and some gold in it. It fits our Friday motif, which is always a party shirt, a party outfit, because it's party time. The weekend is beginning in about 20 minutes for us. All right, we're going to talk about IU basketball, though, first. I'm going to talk about Tony Perkins. A Lawrence North graduate, has spent the last 4 years at the University of Iowa, second team All-Big Ten. He's in the transfer portal. He's kind of a poor man's Eric Gordon. Could he, really poor man's Eric Gordon, not going to spend 48 years in the NBA like Eric Gordon is. He does not shoot it like Eric Gordon, but he does play to contact and through contact like Eric Gordon a little bit. He likes to play downhill like Eric did at Indiana. Doesn't really do that in the NBA much anymore, but he's 35 years old. What do you want from the guy? Anyway, we'll talk about him. We'll talk about another transfer possibility from North Central High School by way of Eastern Kentucky. We'll talk about the Colts and their need at safety. We'll talk about the IU women. Indiana women, they got a shot tonight against South Carolina. South Carolina is a straight juggernaut. They are better than even money, not just to win this game against the Hoosiers, but to win the entire damn tournament. They are plus 155 or minus 155 to win it all. So Indiana's got its hands full, and Cardoza, holy cow, 6'7". She is a load in the middle. I don't know whether that's a compliment. It's a compliment for a guy. I don't know whether it's a compliment for a woman. I don't know how that works. Gender-specific compliments in college basketball. I'm a little bit ignorant to the subject, but she's a load. Mackenzie Holmes is going to have her hands full tonight with Cardoza. So we hope for the best. We'll talk about all you got to do with Indiana's women, and we'll come back. We'll circle back to Purdue, who's got a huge game tonight as they take on the Gonzaga Zags, I guess, and Mark Few. They beat Gonzaga earlier this season in November in Hawaii. They got that done. But there's a statistic that really bothers me about that game. You win by 10 with this statistic the way it was in that game, and you might have a problem tonight. We'll talk about it. This is Breakfast with Kent for Friday, March 29th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie's just a bunch of fun. That's what it is. You go there, you use the promo code Kent, and you unlock a sign-up bonus that could be worth up to $1,000. So, if you listened yesterday, I gave you 3 tips on last night's game. I told you to stay off North Carolina-Bama. I didn't like it. I didn't like the -4.5 for UNC, so stay off that one. We went 3-0. Very, very nice night. Can we do it again tonight? We'll talk about that this afternoon. But first, let's talk about the Indiana Hoosiers trying to land Tony Perkins. Tony Perkins, second team All-Big Ten, 6'4", 210 pounds, a guy who, when Indiana played against Iowa, you didn't like, right? Because of 2 things. One, he was going to pick up some fouls on your guards as he tried to get to the rim. And he's a kind of positionless wing defender. He can switch 1-2-3 and make it work. So, Caden. Hey, Caden, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Forgot to tell you, subscribe to the channel, like the video, hitting the thumbs up icon, and if you want to make a donation and insert a comment, and we will. I see it. It comes in like a different colors of graphics. Uncle Buckle, thank you very much. Bless a good Friday to you as well. Caden Hill, thank you. Colts need speed. Yes, They do. Although they don't seem to value it, which becomes a problem. All right. Back to Tony Perkins. Anyway, you want to make a donation, make a donation. We love donations. Got a 50 yesterday. That was nice. And we always appreciate that. Tony Perkins would be an upgrade over anybody Indiana has in the backcourt. If you can, through the transfer portal, pick up an old head like Tony Perkins, who has already played 4 years of college basketball, scored 14 points a game, and was second team all Big Ten, you do it. Another Indy native will visit IU next week, and that is Eastern Kentucky's Leland Walker, who you might remember he played at North Central through his junior year. Then he went to military school. He went to prep school, basically, for a year, and then went to Eastern Kentucky, where in his sophomore year, just completed, Eastern Kentucky won the Atlantic Sun, and he was first team All-Atlantic Sun. He's a point guard. He is a very clever point guard who can create his own shots and make them. Not a bad three-point shooter, not a great three-point shooter. He would be a guy who would be a rotational player. We're not going to get all gaga over transfers. We're not, because they are transfers for a reason. And sometimes it's not a really good reason. With Tony Perkins, I got nothing but trust for Tony Perkins. With Leland Walker, it's a little bit different, but you understand his eagerness to get out of Eastern Kentucky and see if somebody in the Big Ten or somebody in the ACC would like his services. But he's a guy who in the Big Ten, he's at least a rotational player for the Indiana Hoosiers. Indiana got the big commitment yesterday from a McDonald's All-American. And so Mike Woodson hoping to continue some of that momentum. But we know better than to not tap the brakes on our enthusiasm over picking up a bunch of guys. Remember when Peyton Sparks was in the portal last year out of Ball State? And we were like, hey, the Ball State MAC Freshman of the Year wants to come to IU. He scored in the teens for Ball State. He's a load. He's a biggin'. And boy, does he fit like a glove. Well, he didn't fit so very well. Anthony Walker, we thought, hey, Miami, they just derailed Indiana's march to the Sweet 16. You know what? This guy has got to be able to play. He couldn't shoot. I don't know whether he had astigmatism. His vision was not untrammeled. Or he just didn't have good hand-eye coordination. There was something amiss with the shooting with Anthony Walker. At any rate, we'll see what happens, and we'll find reasons to get excited because, frankly, being excited and optimistic is a hell of a lot more fun than being cynical and pragmatic with Indiana basketball. The offseason, Indiana will be undefeated. That's it. And then the season will come, and the moods will change. Indiana's women, they're going to try to pull the upset over South Carolina tonight. South Carolina is, like I said, just an absolute juggernaut. If this was a seven-game series, the Hoosiers would have no chance whatsoever to win four. None. Zero. But it's not. It's one 40-minute game. That's it. And for 40 minutes, can Indiana shoot the ball well enough with Sarah Scalia, Sydney Parrish, Yarden Garzon, Chloe Moore McNeil? Can they shoot the ball well enough and rebound it well enough on the other end? Because offensive rebounds by South Carolina will kill you. If you can do those things, you can stay with South Carolina for a half, and then it's just a 20-minute game. And can you stay with South Carolina for another 10 minutes? Then it's just a 10-minute game, and all of a sudden you got a chance. And when you got a chance, you know what? You're a couple shots away from pulling what would be an enormous upset over the Gamecocks. They're really good. We shall see if Mackenzie Holmes can stay on the floor. She didn't have to stop Camila Cardoza, but she got to stay on the floor. Can't get in foul trouble. Maybe with her advanced level footwork, she can get Cardoza into foul trouble. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Then we'll get to Purdue. All right. And then I'll pat myself on the back for a minute. Colts safety issue needs to be addressed. Right now, I don't think they have a single starting safety. They are talking to Julian Blackman, might bring him back. But we know about Julian Blackman. Julian Blackman, when he was at Utah, he tore his ACL. Then he gets to the Colts, fights his way onto the field, rehabs that ACL. Then he tears his Achilles. Then he plays mostly healthy, and last year he ends the season on IR because of a shoulder. So can you trust, even if you re-sign him, can you trust him to be on the field? With that question in mind, and the answer to it being unknown, the Colts, they welcomed Kareem Jackson this past week for a visit. Kareem Jackson is at an advanced age, and last year he got suspended not once, twice, for illegal hits against defenseless receivers. So, hey, I love him already. Played for the Broncos, played for the Texans. After starting his career with the Texans as the 20th overall pick in 2010, he is going to turn 36 years old. 36 years young, whatever, on April 10th. So this is a guy in the twilight of his NFL career. But I like that kind of safety. I like a safety with 1 year left. One more rodeo. Let's get this guy going. Sign him. He brings at least a modicum of leadership, right? A veteran, extreme veteran leadership. And you got to love the way he hits people, even if it's illegal. Getting a guy who hits people, hey, let's go. Hatman, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Very, very nice of you. 74. All right. Kareem Jackson is not 74. Kareem Jackson, he is not eligible for AARP membership yet. He's close, but not yet. He's only going to be 36 on April 10th, which means he might have one more good year left. So I'm digging it. I hope that they sign him because why the hell not, right? When you've got nothing, when you have no groceries, to be able to put some groceries in the cart, that's a good thing, right? Yeah, if you don't have any food in the house and you buy yourself a can of soup, all of a sudden you've got a little food, even if the expiration date on the soup has elapsed, which maybe it has with Kareem Jackson. See, that's why you come here. You come here for the idiotic metaphors. We've just compared safety Kareem Jackson with an expired can of soup. I doubt his agent is going to become a subscriber of this feed. Purdue tonight against Gonzaga. That game at 7:39. Purdue, this is here's your close-up. Are you ready? You got to relax. Just go out there and play. And Purdue's ability to relax in this game tonight and in the game that would follow on Sunday, if they can win tonight, that's going to determine whether they go to the Final Four. If they come out tight tonight, that isn't good. I don't think they will. I don't think Braden Smith is a tight player. And I think that Zach Edey's going to come out. What's he got to be tight about, right? We'll see what this is. Gonzaga, the first go-round, on November 20th, Purdue won by 10. Here is the thing that troubles me about that game. The Zags, they hit 6 of 32 from beyond the arc. Nembhard was 1 of 9. That's problematic because that's not going to happen again and again and again and again. You're not going to see this level of ineptitude from beyond the arc tonight with Gonzaga in all likelihood as these two teams go at it at Little Caesars Arena in Detroit. Gonzaga is going to have to shoot the ball really well, and they're going to have to find a way to rebound it despite the presence of Zach Edey and his 7'4", 300-pound body right there in the middle. Just grabbing it. I mean, it's like watching an eighth grader play against fifth graders. Zach Edey, really, really good around the bucket. 25-14 the first time around against Gonzaga, which is about his average and about what you would expect tonight. Braden Smith had 13 in that game. Jones, I think, had 13 in that game. That game, you know what? Maybe it allows Purdue to relax a little bit because they've already succeeded against Gonzaga. We'll find out. I love Purdue tonight. I got to tell you the truth. I think they're going to do exceptionally well. I think they win that game, and you wind up in the Elite Eight. It takes your chances as to whether you can get to the Final Four. 3-0 last night. I told you yesterday afternoon, UConn by 20-plus. The line was 11.5. I said, no, it's going to be 20-plus. They won by like 30. Illinois was a dog last night to Iowa State, but it was like 1.5 points. I said, Ted, obviously you're going to bet the money line on a 1.5-point spread, right? Said, take the money line. Illinois wins it outright. Said the same thing with Clemson, despite the fact that Clemson was a 6.5-point dog. I liked Clemson in that game last night against Tommy Lloyd's Arizona Wildcats. And all three paid off. I told you to stay off of North Carolina. I didn't like it. I didn't like that game. I didn't know what kind of game Bama was going to put up against North Carolina. They put up a good one. And so Bama moves on. And that one seed gone. The one seed that remains out of the games that played last night, UConn. UConn looks really, really, really good. How about birthdays? Sam Crane celebrating a birthday. Sam Crane and his dad watch a show every morning. And Sam Crane, by watching this show over and over and over again on the daily, Sam Crane has become one of the most knowledgeable kids in terms of sports ever. And so congratulations to Sam on his birthday yesterday. Congratulations to his dad. Congratulations to all the Cranes. Happy birthday to Sam. I missed it yesterday. I apologize. I got all excited by the Indiana commitment that came down the pike yesterday, started hooting and hollering and then yelling about things, and all of a sudden, whoop, out the brain went the thing that I wanted most to do yesterday, and that was wish Sam a happy birthday. The great Dion Roeder celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Dion. Deanna Riley celebrating a birthday. Rinia Matthews celebrating a birthday. The great Rinia. The great Jack Samasco celebrating a birthday. He's the son of Jersey Johnny Samasco. For those of you who have listened to Colts Radio in the Circle City for lo these many years, you know Jersey Johnny. Philip McKay, happy birthday. Louis Stematkin, happy birthday. Ben Maddox, happy birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. We will be back this afternoon earlier than normal because it's a Friday and the women play at 5 o'clock, the IU women. I want to be focused, front and center, watching in a watering hole of my choosing and my wife's choosing, because not only was yesterday her birthday, this is her birthday week. So she gets to call the shots. We got stuff to do, and we got stuff to talk about, and we'll talk about it all afternoon. I'll tell you who's going to win each of the four games that are going to be played tonight. This is the best weekend of college basketball that there is. Sweet 16 games, four per night, right? Thursday and Friday, and then two Elite Eight games Saturday, two Elite Eight games Sunday as we get ready for the Final Four and we see who the hell is going to play. If news breaks prior to this afternoon, we'll be on it. Bulletins at once on the YouTube channel where sports news always comes first.